Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj Ke. Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj Ke. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ke. Welcome everybody. It's so wonderful to see such a wonderful turnout this evening. For the first time in South Africa, the Bhagavata Katha, which has been so famous all over the world. Many of the big cities and countries around the world have been fortunate to get Maharaj's wonderful association and deliverance of this wonderful Bhagavata Katha. Normally, he'd rendered it over 7 days, here it's over 5 days, and it's inclusive of the wonderful pastimes of Krishna in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Of course, this evening we begin with the main topic of Krishna's.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Radha Radha Kant Ki. Hare Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Hare Hare Hare. To fill our hearts with Krishna. Especially Krishna in Gokul. As a child of Krishna, his childhood pastimes. Banks of Jamuna in Gokul, not in Vrindavan, but in Gokul. There is a difference. So when there are different pastimes, not all as many as possible. Till the time comes for Krishna and Balaram, and of course all the residents of Gokul, to leave Gokul for Vrindavan. Then they'll be crossing Jamuna and go for Vrindavan side. At the same time, there is a forest, especially known as Vrindavan Forest. All Krishna's cow-herding pastimes and Radha Radha Khan pastimes Radhashams in their pastimes. They are more from Vrindavan side. We wish sometimes he would come to Vrindavan, join us on Brajamandal Parikrama. You will understand these differences, the intricacies of Vrindavan. It's quite mysterious.
Thank you.
which we've been talking about, from Bhagavatam, but also all around here. Krishna's birth. But there, Vasudeva is carrying Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate, what? Vasudeva. One is Vasudeva, other one is Vasudeva. Do you see the difference? Vasudeva is one person. Vasudeva is yet another person. And we just are praying, Om Namo Bhagavate, Vasudeva. We offer our most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is son of Vasudeva. So Vasudeva is father, Vasudeva is his son, Sri Krishna. So there, Vasudeva is carrying Vasudeva. And it goes, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Who is that Vasudeva? Bhagavate. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Yet another reason why devotees come in big numbers, whatever this Bhagavad Katha. The Lord has promised that where there is my Katha being recited, I will personally remain present there. Haribo. Good news? There was Katha on the banks of Ganga and Haridwar 5,000 years ago. Sometime after Krishna departed from this world. Tadina kalihayata tadina kshaam jatva swapadam gata. Lord left this world. Yada mukundo bhagavan kshaam jatva swapadam gata. Mukunda, when Mukunda, Sri Krishna, left this planet and returned to his abode, Tadina, from that day, Kalirayata, the beginning of the age of Kali. Lord departed and immediately Kaliyu took over. Tadina, and that was the first day of the age of Kali. So at the beginning, this age, Bhagavatam was being recited. Several of them, the first one and most important one being Sukadeva Goswami reciting Bhagavatam to King Parikshit, and then the whole world gathered there. That was also on the banks of Ganga, but some distance away from Haridwar. We are talking of another katha. Soon after the first one, wherein the speakers were four Kumaras, Sanak Sanatan. Four Kumaras there were reciting Bhagavatam for the benefit of Bhakti Devi, and also especially for the benefit of her two sons called Gyan and Vairagya. I think I need not translate. You understand Gyan? Yes, everyone understands Gyan? Nyan? Yes or no?
Yes.
You better say yes. No. And Vairagya? Also yes. But these two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, they almost have gone life last breaths. How to revive them? And bhakti also needed some revival. Narad Muni strongly recommend. I recommend you hear Bhagavatam and a hoot with the speaker. Narad Muni, you go find the speaker, and he was traveling all over, and finally he comes to Badrikashram. You know Badrikashram? The top of the Himalaya mountain. And there he met four Kumaras, and he proposed, oh, could you please marry Bhagavatam? And some reason why, what for, and who would be in the audience. And the four Kumaras were ready. And they came down to Haridwar, and Bhakti Devi traveled from Vrindavan with Gyan and Vairagya, and on the banks of Ganga. It was very important Bhagavad Katha that was decided. And devotees, all the assembled devotees, they perform big kirtan also for the pleasure of the Lord. In fact, Lord had appeared in that katha. And when Lord comes, demigods were of course there, Shiva and Brahma, Indra and Varuna. All the rivers had appeared. Personification. Ganga has a form, Jamuna has a form, Saraswati has a form, and they have their vehicles also. They're riding on their respective vehicles. They have arrived. Their scriptures arrived, Puranas arrived, and the Vedas took form, and they arrived. And Rishis and Munis and Gyanis, they all arrived. And they were listening to Bhagavatam. All important, all VIPs from the universe, they were there. Most important business was taking place. What was that? Srimad Bhagavatam was being recited. Nothing more important. So they dropped their businesses in the middle. They ran, they rushed. And because Katha of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, not different from the Lord. Lord appears where katha is performed, katha is decided. Yatra madhavakta gayanti, that is one statement. Tatra tishthami naradaha. I reside, I appear there where my devotees gather and they hear about me. Tatra tishthami, I could be found there. Naham vasami Vaikunthe. May be difficult to find me in Vaikunth. And Naja yoginam hridaye. In the hearts of yogis meditating, they may not find me, but for sure you could find me where there is Bhagavad Katha in your sight. As in that particular katha, Lord had appeared. And then Sukhdev Goswami appeared also in that. And Arjun was there, he was playing kartal, right? Arjun was playing kartal. And Indra was playing drum. Goswami was doing all Ravani, was adding all the palm to the whole presentation. And parts of chanting and dancing was on, and this was towards the end, Samapan, conclusion of Bhagavatam. And what happened? By this time, Bhakti was getting exhausted, losing her potency at one point in her life. And Jnana and Vairagya, they were in their last breath when they had arrived. But by this time, they were up, jumping and dancing. They were all empowered. Everyone was life. Krishna entered all of them in the form of his katha. So during that katha, assembled devotees had a special appeal to the Lord. My dear Lord, as you are present today during this katha, could you also be present in all the future kathas? Could you also be there in Durban when they hold that katha? Lord and kathas, let it be so. Simha Leela, the seventh canto, when Rama Lila Ramayana he heard in the ninth canto, two chapters. And now he wants to hear about Mukunda, Sri Krishna. For what reason did Krishna leave? Piturgeha, the home of his father, that is Mathura. And of course his father was in Mathura in the prison house. So he left prison house, left Mathura. Vrajam gataha, and he went to Vrindavan. Why did he do so? Words to know about garbha sambandha rohinyastanayo prokto rama shankarshanastvaya. It's curious to know about Balaram. Please tell me about Balaram. How did he manage to go from one womb to another womb? Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. Vrajevasan kim akarod madhupuryam cha keshavaha. That Keshav, Sri Krishna, why in Vraj, Vrindavan, kim akarod, what did he do? Also tell me, then later on as he went back to Mathura, what were his pastimes there? Yadupuryam, Yadupuryam, this is Dwarkapuri, Madhupuri, that is Mathura, Yadupuri, this is Dwarka, Yadupuryam, Saha Avasi, Patnyaha, Kati Abhavan Prabhu. How long did he stay in Dwarka and how long? We heard he married thousands of wives. Is that true? And how many could he tell us? Is that not true? Then we'll make similar plans for ourselves. No way. Something you just have to hear and digest that. Accept that. No invitation. If you wish to marry those many queens, then you should first live Govardhan Hill. Prove that your power. Edat anyatya sarvam me mune krishna vicheshitam. Mune, Shukadeva Muni, oh Shukadeva Muni, all the krishna vicheshitam, all the chestas, endeavors, pastimes, leelas we call them. I have asked about some of them, but whatever I have not asked about, but those pastimes also, you please. Vaktum arhasi. You're certainly competent to narrate all those pastimes. Why? Sarvakya. You are Sarvakya. You are knower of everything. Oh, Shuddha Goswami. Shradhadhanaya visritam. And King Parikshit also talking of, yes, you are qualified to talk because you are knower of everything in relationship with the Lord. But are we eligible? Or what is our qualification to hear these pastimes? And King Parikshit said, Shraddha Dhanaya. We are faithful. We are faithful people. That should remind us what we need also to become eligible to hear pastimes. This is one of the items of that eligibility. Shraddha Dhanaya. In fact, that's the basic. Begins there. Ado Shraddha. It begins with Shraddha. And Vistrita, please elaborate upon all the pastimes. Naisha Dusaha Maam Yakto Namami Bhagate. Now as King Parishit says, no, please continue katha. We are not thirsty. No, not hungry also. This is like a third, fourth day of katha, not just the day, the nights also. To recite all the 12 cantos were recited in 7 days, 7 nights, and this is the beginning of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So this is our fourth day of the recitation, day and nights. So King Parikshit was thinking, that what Sukadeva Goswami is thinking. Hey, King Parikshit, maybe we should stop here. Maybe we should eat something. We should drink something. He just kind of reading the mind of, or he thinks, Sukadeva Goswami is about to say this. So before he says that, or he's just reading that Sukadeva Goswami's mind, and he responds like, no, no, we are not hungry. No, no, we don't need any bread. Please. With the pastimes of the Lord. Pibantam tvat mukham bhoja ajutam harikathamritam. This is our food and this is our drink. Which one? Pibantam tvat mukham bhoja ajutam harikathamritam. From your mouth is emanating all kathamrit. And it's all about achutam, achutam, kathamritam, pibantam. And we are drinking all that. Muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavuka pibata. In Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. That also says in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, you should drink Bhagavatam, drink Bhagavatam. Oh Rasikas, oh the lovers of the juicy, nectarian items. You like nectar? You like sweet items? Here is one. Pipata Bhagavatam. Pipata. Please drink Bhagavatam. Oh, Rasikas. Oh, all assembled. Devotees. Oh, lovers of rest. Please drink Bhagavatam. Shukamukha Amrita Dhava Sangyutam. It's coming from Shukamukha. Shuka also is parrot. Coming from this parrot called Shukadeva Goswami. Shukamukha Amrita Dhrava Sanyutam. Prior to that says, there's a big tree, Nigama Kalpata Ror Galitam Phalam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Galitam Phalam, is a ripened fruit. Okay, fruit is there, it is ripened. Of what tree? Nigama Kalpata Ror Galitam Phalam. All the all the Vedas, all the Puranas, all the Itihasas, Shrutis, Smritis, all these Vedic texts, they make this tree, Vedic tree. And the fruit of that tree, what is the most important thing that you would like to get from the tree? Bark? Someone from America is looking, fruit, 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 of course, fruit. Flowers are also good to look at. And with the leaves you could do some things. But real, the essence of the tree is what? The essence of the tree is the fruit. So all these Vedic compilations, Srila Vyasa, they did. But as if you would go through the first canto of Bhagavatam, there's a dialogue between Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, and Vyasadeva is not satisfied with many other texts he had compiled. And finally it was advised by Narada Muni. Narada Muni is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva. On his advice, he compiles yet another scripture, and that was Bhagavatam. And then he was satisfied. So if the author or writer is not satisfied with his other texts, how could the readers or students be satisfied? That's like being satisfied with the trunk of the tree, branches of the tree, everything else, but there is the fruit. That fruit is, what is that fruit? It's Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the fruit. This is part of Bhagavat Mahatmya also. The greatness of Bhagavatam. Towards the beginning, Mahatmya of Bhagavad is spoken. Sometimes they speak at great length. There are so many chapters also compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, Padma Puran, the Puranas, and the whole many, many stories to prove that Bhagavatam is the topmost scripture, the essence of. So from that tree comes the ripened fruit, and Sukadeva Goswami is eating that fruit, ripened fruit, Shukamukha. And then, after Sukadeva Goswami has relished that Bhagavatam, we hear from his lotus mouth, and we drink that Mahaprasad, which has been relished by Sukadeva Goswami. It's all nectarian because it's all Krishna. Madhura adhipatir akhilam madhuram. Everything about Krishna is madhur, very sweet. So we invite everybody to drink this nectar. Otherwise we may be drinking poison also. Acharyas say so. This human form of life we have, the rare gift is there. Manusha janama paya radha krishna na bhajiya janiya shuniya vishakhaya. We have this human birth, but we failed, we did not worship Radha, Radha, Kant. Human form of life is there. Not Bhaji. Did not worship Radha, Krishna, Nanda. That is like a drinking poison. Human birth, not worship. No worship of Radha, Krishna. So, it's that wish, that poison. This world is poisonous. These worldly topics are also poisonous. It has poisonous effects and side effects. to neutralize, to counteract all that. Lord has very kindly made available this Kathamrit. Hari Kathamritam Parikshit Maharaj says, we want to drink this Hari Kathamrit. We're not thirsty and hungry. Please. Then more comments. Kalikal Mashadhanam Krishna Charitam. Krishna Charit, the pastimes of Sri Krishna are Kali Kalma Shaknam. This is the age of Kali, and so many bad effects of this age of Kali, so many flaws and defects. Kaler Dosha Nidhei Rajan. Shukadeva Goswami will be talking in the following cantos. Oh, this is a very defective age. To counteract all those effects, to remain safe, not become accessible to the age of Kali, what to do? Then this Krishna Charitam, take shelter of the Charit of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, which is taking shelter of Krishna. And that is Mamekam Sharanam Braj also. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Braj. How to do that? This is what we are doing. Mamekam Sharanam Braj. Mam. Unto me, Ekam. That is Sri Krishna. And surrender unto him. So this is following instruction of Bhagavad Gita. One of the conclusive statement, give up all varieties of religion, surrender it to me. So we all come and sit down and we hear Bhagavatam. And this is Krishna Charitam. This is taking shelter of the Lord. And then Lord's promise is, Aham Tvam Sarva Pape Bhyo Mokshayishyami Mahasuja. I will make you free from all the reactions of the sinful activities. So not just getting counteracting the results, effects of sin is the goal, and counteracting the results of sin, that is becoming liberated, moksha, but moksha is not the goal. The bhakti is a goal. Bhagavan is a goal. Krishna is a goal. We're all bhaktas. Who are we? What is our identity? Krishna bhaktas. Krishna bhaktas are hearing this Bhagavad Katha. Krishna bhaktas are hearing Bhagavad Katha, means Krishna bhaktas are performing bhakti. So one is bhakta, and as he performs bhakti, devotional service, which is hearing his pastimes during such kathas, then you achieve Bhagavan. Bhakta connects with Bhagavan through the medium of bhakti. And this is the topmost bhakti also. Of the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam is number one activity. Shravanam Kirtanam, what? Krishna Smaranam, Padasevanam, like that. So, Shravanam Kirtanam. So, goal is not jnana or karma, goal is bhakti. Goal is Bhagavan. With the bhakti that we perform here, of hearing Krishna Charitam, we get Bhagavan. And then Shuka Vacha, Shukadeva Goswami begins Krishna's pastimes, narration. And he will go on now for a long, long, long time. Are you ready? Chapters. About 1/4 of the entire Bhagavatam is just Krishna's pastimes. It's the longest canto. Of course, we want to deal with about first 10 chapters. This time or this year, if there's talk of some next year. So, don't get clues anyway. Times before Krishna's appearance, very bad times, and puffed up kings, Mother Earth is feeling burdened by their presence. Difficult for her to share all that burden of. They're all her children, but not good children. Jesus was a good son. Jesus was a good son. But God cannot have just one son. We know that so many good sons go through Gita, Bhagavata, Mahabharata, and you'll come across hundreds and thousands of good sons that this world has seen. Some of you have more than two sons? Jagdish? Children? You have a few? Because I have a daughter, two daughters. Jagdish has two daughters. So three children, well, how could God have just one son? No, anyway, it was something else. But we know about many, many good sons, as good, if not more good or better qualified. The Western world is deprived of all this knowledge and information. Yeah, we welcome Jesus. He's also one of our acharyas, Prabhupada says. But there are so many, hundreds and thousands of them. And they are everybody's. They are not for Hindus or for Indians only. So Mother Earth doesn't feel. They are also on the earth, but good son, no burden. Well, they are still happy, but not so good or bad ones, he feels very bad. And then she had gone to demigods for some help, and they couldn't help. And they all go to Brahma. And Mother Earth had given a whole description of what is happening. Dharma shaklani rabhavati, the decline in religious principles. It's time for dharma samsthapanarthaya, to establish the principles of religion. The demigod said, no, we are sympathetic, but not competent to rectify all those flaws. Lots of things are going out of control, topsy-turvy, no. Let's all go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are there on the banks of Swetha Dvip, the white island. It's made up of milk or kshirsagar. So that's why it is sweet and weak. And Lord is on that island. The milk, ocean of milk, and the middle is an island. In fact, Anand Sage, and Lord is sitting on that Anand Sage, and Lakshmi massaging his lotus feet. So Brahma, on behalf of all the demigods, communicated by praising the Lord, by chanting Purusha Sukta. Purusha Sukta, they decided, if you want to hear what is Purusha Sukta all about, you could do a sampling of that here.
Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapate Sahumit Vishvato Vitta Atyatishtadashangulam Purusha Evedagam Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yatscha Bhavyam Utam Vitatva Sesanaha Yadandena Tirohati Etavanasya Mahima Atoja Yagamscha Purusha Padosya Vishva Bhutani Tripadasya Amritam Divi Harihi Om Shantish Shantish Shantihi.
Tatra gatva jagannatham deva divam. So they went there, they offered these prayers to Jagannath, yes, Lord of the universe. Not technically Jagannath or Jagannath Puri, Lord in general, Jagadish or Jagannath, these are names. So Lord was pleased and